Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast. I am walking. It's 4 minutes past five, so it's basically just after 5 a.m. in the morning. I went out for some drinks yesterday, got back into bed by midnight, and I am up already, which I didn't anticipate, but alcohol can do that to you. And I wanted to talk about this morning. I'm not sure what I wanted to talk about, to be honest with you. I'm just aware I didn't do my podcast yesterday. So in the hopes of trying to drive some value, I wanted to talk about the body and routine. So the reason that I'm up at this time is that this is the time my body's used to getting up at. I had the alarm go off for 4:30, but if I was completely out of it, I would have gone back to bed immediately. But seeing that my body was awake and ready to go, so beyond lounging in bed for 10 minutes, I rolled out of bed and here I am. Perhaps I'll crash later, but routines and systems are absolutely, I think, the things that are helping me be productive to some degree right now and have been over the last couple of years. So specifically for me, that would mean waking up at 4:30, getting out of the house, and ultimately listening to Audible. So I'll do that in the morning, and maybe now in the mornings, one of the other things I'd like to start doing is start my morning walk when I'm up with a morning talk of recording a podcast. So that's something that would be pretty good. And over time, as you can imagine, waking up at 4:30, listening to Audible each day, so I'll get in per week typically around 2 hours of reading, which would be, given I listen at 2x, around 4 hours of content, including some notes that I'll make. And now, if I record one of these podcasts per day, I want to try and embed the habit. Let's see if I can get it done starting now. Then I come back and I'll write a little blog post. Over time, these things all become very powerful. So it's worth considering what routines you can add to your life. These are things for me over time that I'm hoping to have a compound effect in terms of how it translates into my day-to-day life with work and my personal brand. So I think that it's really just worth having a look at your own routines. I mean, what could you be doing and how could you be doing it and how effective would it be if you could, you know, do all of these things? I think it's worth a mighty consideration as to examine and explore your routines and figure out what tweaks could you make. And some of the ones I've just described, I think, are like super important for everybody. A morning walk isn't necessarily perhaps the one, because you might say, well, I exercise every day or whatever it might be. But certainly like studying each day, like learn something new, and then journaling, like write something, I think. So there's the act of learning, there's the act of creation, and there's the act of, let's say, reflection or peacefulness as you get ready to start your day. The area where I'm absolutely weak is the area of peacefulness. And that's one of the reasons I've actually got, you know, a coach who I'm trying to have help me embed the habit. But really think about those couple of areas, right? An act of learning, a consistent daily learning, not on the job learning where you've got your work and you come across something new, which definitely is still fantastic. I mean, specifically making a choice upon learning something new. So I'm reading some content about how to be an effective manager based upon some challenges that came up at work. I invested £18 into 3 Audibles, and I've read about, let's have a look actually, because I'm curious. And this is all spurred on by the fact that I've got a system and I had some challenges. So I'm reading The Making of a Manager by Julie Zhao, and that's got, I'm 1 hour and 20 into it, okay? And then I was reading The Manager's Path, and I'm re-downloading it again actually, but I probably got about 3 hours into it. So I've read about 4 hours of content when it comes to actual management type of stuff. And it was all spurned by something that was an emotional trigger at work, but then I was able to build it into this system. So the act of learning something new, the act of creation, which is to a degree also what I'm extending out by doing this podcast. I did and I have done videos sporadically, but I suspect that doing podcasts is going to work for me a lot more long term, and also doing it whilst I wonder about the gaff. So part of that is finding a medium and a manner that works effectively for you when it comes to those elements. Notice I said Audible, so I use Audible and I listen to content at 2x speed in combination with having ZenKit, where I'll whack in some notes, and then these recordings, I just do it while I'm wandering about. There's no studio environment, there's no pro mic, there's no other guests, it's just me walking. But in the end, it's of course the quality of the content, as long as it's listenable, that matters most. So these are all built into the fabric of my day because of routines that I have, and then also within the routines as sub-routines in terms of how I consume information and how I try and learn from the information I consume. So have a think about the systems that you've got in your life. I'm executing one of them like a cyborg, and try and commit to an active learning / studying, an act of creation, an act of exercise, and an act of peacefulness. Exercise I do as well. I've got a personal trainer and/or I run. So there you have it, folks. Catch you on the next one.